Somebody once said, the only thing that doesn't change in our world is the fact that things never stop changing. You think about that for just a minute. We're constantly in a state of flux. Things are changing all the time. Today is different from yesterday. Yesterday was different from the day before, and tomorrow is going to be different from today. If you like rain, well, just wait a little while. If you like sunshine, you have to wait a little bit longer, but it's going to keep changing. There's going to be new wars. There's going to be new diseases and new joys and new sorrows. Babies are going to be born and people are going to die. And our world is constantly going to be changing. Governments are going to change. Nations are going to change. And by tonight, some of you will care enough to know that the NFL has a new champion. A whole bunch of you are going to say, huh? I don't care about that at all. Well, no matter which category you're in. You can't touch the same water twice off a bridge, the water running under the bridge. It just keeps going. And that's where our world is. It never stops. We don't get do-overs and we don't get mulligans in life. We get one shot at it. That's today. But everything around us is constantly changing. And because we're in a world that is constantly changing, we're living in a world of stress. I don't know about you, but sometimes I think things would just quit for a while. Just put it on, put the brakes on for just a little while, and the stress level would drop. Maybe that's the way it is for you. Not only do we find stress, but we find people dealing with things like ulcers and different types of emotional problems that are just because the world doesn't stop. Because there's one fast change after another. By the time you get one problem solved, here comes another one. Just about the time you think you got it figured out, you find out you didn't. That's the world we're in today. Where there's a tremendous desire within each one of us for some stability, for things, something that doesn't change. A rock that we can stand on that's not going to be moved. Can I tell you good news? God has that rock. He is that rock. Three things that I'm going to share with you this morning that are eternally dependable and trustworthy. They do not change. And if you'll accept this, what you're getting here this morning, it'll bring stability into your life, peace and harmony, and the things that you're longing for right now. I know people that have these panic attacks. Why? Because things don't stop changing. They don't know what to do next. They throw up their hands in panic. Oh, that's a result of this unchanging world. But listen, here are some things that if you'll put this down, three things that do not change. First, it's God. Yes. God does not change. You say, well, that's just your opinion. No, that's what God said. If you look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not. That's enough. If God said, I'm the Lord and I change not, do you think He changes? Now, if you think God is going to be changing, then you're saying God lied right here. He didn't know what He was talking about, one of the two. Does God change? No. He always has been who He is and always shall be who He is. He does not change. There's no reason for God to change. See, we change because we get new information. We learn stuff that's different today than it was yesterday, so we adapt to it and we change. But God never learns anything. He's always known everything there is to know, so there's no reason for God to change. So He does not change. Will you believe with that? We're going to start with that premise. Anybody here want to argue? Well, talk to me later. We don't have time now. He doesn't change. God does not change, and He said He does not change. I can remember, and I've shared this before, I can remember one time sitting in a seminary class, and the professor said something. Well, look, if God changes His mind and He wants to come up with another plan of salvation besides faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, that's all right with me. I said, it's not all right with me, and I walked out of the class. And, look, what are you talking about? That verse right there. I just happened to know that verse. I knew it then. Lord said, I change not. So if that professor thought he changed, guess who was wrong? It was the professor was wrong about that. And God doesn't lie. Say, why do you say God doesn't lie? Because the Bible says so. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, it says He doesn't lie. God cannot lie. So God doesn't lie, so you can believe Him when He says, I don't change. You want something unchanging in your life. Focus on God. Put your feet on the solid rock. Take hold of God and say, God, You direct my life. I want You to be in control. I need some stability, and it's you that I'm looking for, because everything else changes. The second thing I want to give you that never changes is God's word. Because it is His word, it's an unchanging word. Jesus said it this way in Mark chapter 13, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, they're not going to pass away. He didn't say heaven and earth might pass away. He said, shall. In other words, one day this planet will cease to exist as it is. One day the stars and sky above us is not going to be like it is. It's going to pass away. God's got a new plan for new heavens and new earth, and He said that's going to take place. But in the meantime, my word is going to continue right along. It's not going to get erased. It's not going to get changed. It's exactly as it always has been. It is eternal. You say, why is that so important? Well, some of you got a Bible on your lap. It doesn't change. It's the eternal word of God. Now, maybe you got it on your lap. Maybe you got it in your hand. Maybe you got it on an app on your phone. If it's a good translation, you got the word of God.
Yes.
Unchanging. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God that you have either in your lap or on your app or wherever it is eternally accurate and absolutely true and trustworthy. Third thing is Jesus. And I really want to focus on Jesus because we get a personal relationship with Jesus. And when we have a personal relationship with Jesus and we get a better relationship with God through His perfect eternal word, Jesus will never change.
Amen.
I like this verse. He is the same yesterday, today, and how long?
Forever.
Wow. Think about that for a minute. He is eternal. He is unchanging. He is the unchanging Savior for the one that we seek. I wish I could remember the words and I wish I could sing it right. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Some of you could sing the rest of those verses, but you got that part of the message, and it's so important. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Everything else is sinking sand. And that's true. It's absolutely true. We need to put our faith in the solid rock of the Lord Jesus. And when we trust Him, He won't fail. Everything else will fail. Everything else is nothing more than shifting sand. All the things that we put our faith and trust in, it's going to shift in sand. If we're putting our faith and trust in other people, have you ever learned that other people are like sifting sand? You can trust them today, but boy, tomorrow they'll disappoint you. Did you ever look in the mirror and say, boy, I'm doing great today, and then tomorrow you look in the same mirror and see the same face, and then say, I blew it. Can't trust yourself. We're all shifting sand. We're all subject to fail. Our spouses are subject to fail too. I don't mean be unfaithful to you, but they make mistakes. They're not perfect. Shifting sand. We can't put all of our faith and trust in our spouses, although we should be able to put some faith and trust in one another, and that's as God intends for it to be. But we know governments will fail. That's just nothing but shifting sand for sure, no matter which government you look at or which point in history. They've all shifted, and they've all gone away and will go away. Churches will fail. Don't expect your church to get you to heaven. It won't. Christ is the solid rock on which we stand. All others, including churches, are shifting sand. Why? Because churches change. Look at the history of any church, any denomination you want to, and you're going to find they went through seasons of change. You can go back as far as you wish, and you will find that they constantly went through changes. You can even go back into the Jewish religion prior to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you find that they went through changes for centuries. The Christian church has gone through many, many changes. You say, wait a minute, what about the Roman Catholic Church? Look at how many changes they've gone through, even recently, when the Pope says, I think it'll be okay to marry homosexuals. Few weeks ago. That's a big change. And that's just one of the latest. Churches change. That's not a solid rock. And I'm not picking on that one denomination, because you can look at the Baptist churches and boy, have we changed. Which Baptist church do you want to find out how different it is from the others? Just keep going. You'll find out there's differences in all of us. To some degree or another, we may agree 100% that this is the holy word of God and we need to believe it and stand on it. But then we come up to other questions we disagree on. Changes. It doesn't matter which denomination or which church you're looking at, you're going to find that churches and denominations will fail. You'll find that pastors will fail. I'll fail you. Listen, I don't want to, but I just know me. I know how human I am, how I make mistakes, how sometimes I don't ask God ahead of time before I go and jump and do something, then I regret it later. Am I the only one that does that? No, I know I'm not. Your pastor's a human being. We try to walk with the Lord and lead you to walk with the Lord as well, but we fail. We do fail. See, don't trust your pastor as a solid rock. Trust him as shifting sand. Pray for him. Believe me. You and I fail. We all fail. Just sinking sand because we change depending on our circumstances, depending on what's going on around us. But Jesus will never fail. That's so good. He will never fail. He is our unchanging Savior. Can somebody say that with me? Jesus will never fail. Can you say the next one too? He is our unchanging Savior. Now, make this more personal. He is my unchanging Savior. Oh, this gets better when you think about it. It's not abstract. It's not just Jesus. He is my unchanging. This is a personal relationship with the unchanging, sinless Son of God. Oh, how true that is. Why doesn't he change? Well, he's perfect. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that what the scripture said a moment ago? Perfection has no reason to change. And he truly is perfect, so he does not change. His love for you and for me doesn't change. The same love that he showed us on Calvary's cross is how he loves us today. It doesn't change. He loved us before we were born. He loved us before he went to the cross. He loves us now. He loves us forever. You can't change his love because he doesn't change. He had enough power to rise from the dead, and he has enough power to raise us from the dead too. That power doesn't change. He's still got the same power. He had the power to ascend to heaven, and he has the power to take us there too. He doesn't change. He doesn't say, well, I can take you, and you, but I'm out of gas. I can't take you over here. I'm sorry, you're on the wrong side of the church. No. When we put our faith and trust in him, he has all the power that's necessary to save our souls and to take us to heaven when we die. Just like he raised himself from the dead and ascended to heaven. Are you sure that's true? Absolutely. John chapter 14, verse 3. What did he say in that 14th chapter? You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. That's personal. And if I go and prepare a place for you, guess what? I'm going to come again and take you to be with me so where I am, you may be also. Is he going to do it? Of course he's going to do it. He doesn't change his mind. He doesn't say, well, I thought about that earlier, but you know, that's been a couple thousand years since I spoke those words and now I don't mean it. Yes, he does. You think he's not going to do it? Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and you'll find the story of the rapture, how the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He doesn't change. He has the ability to raise every believer and take us to be with him. How long? Forever. That's good news. That'll brighten your day if you think about it a little bit. Absolutely. That's our unchanging Savior. He has the power to save our souls, to wash us in his own blood, and to change how we live and take us to heaven when we die. That's our unchanging Savior. His name is Jesus. Amen. His name is Jesus. When we look at that 13th chapter of Hebrews, if you'll back up a verse 2 to verse 5, Jesus said, I'll never leave you. Look at that. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, I'm not going to do it. Once Jesus has saved you, you never need to get saved again because he's not going to leave you. No, you're saved forever. Once you have him in your heart, you don't need to search for him anymore because he's there. You may say, well, he may never leave me, but what happens if I leave him? You cannot. You can't. Once he has saved you, you can't leave him. He won't leave you, and you can't leave him. You say, now wait a minute, I remember reading a verse somewhere where it said about talking about falling from grace. Didn't that mean I lose my salvation? No, it does not. You read that verse in its context and you know what it's talking about? It's talking about a group of Jewish people who had come out of Judaism, who were trying to get to heaven by keeping the law without Jesus, trying to get to heaven by keeping the law and by good works, and then they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they believed that they were saved by grace through faith, just like you and I do. And he says, now, if some of you go back to your old way of thinking and trying to work your way into heaven, you have fallen away from the doctrine of grace. You didn't lose your salvation. You have just fallen away from this wonderful doctrine of being saved by grace. Read it in context. That's all it says. And there's no other place in the Bible that you find those words. So people have misinterpreted that for centuries. Once you're saved, how can you take Jesus' hands and pry them open and get yourself out of it? Nail pierced hands. You can't do that. In the 10th chapter of John, he said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give unto them eternal life. They'll never perish. Never, never. They'll never perish. Not my sheep. No, no, no. Neither can anybody take them out of my hand. They can't take them away from me. And my Father, who is greater than all, gave them to me. And nobody can take them out of my Father's hand. No, listen, you cannot unsave yourself any more than you could save yourself initially. Oh, some people worry about that, worry about that. You don't need to listen. Your faith is in trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is unchanging. Your faith is secure. Your salvation is secure. Once you belong to Jesus, nobody can take you away from him. The Bible teaches that when that happens, that he is in you. You receive him as your Lord and your Savior. He comes into you in the person and presence of his Holy Spirit. He doesn't do it physically, bodily, but he comes into you in the person of his Holy Spirit. And the Bible also teaches that the Holy Spirit then places you into Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says that we are immersed in or baptized into the body of Christ. So listen, when you're saved, Christ is in you and you were in him. All right? You say, I'm in Christ. If you're saved, yeah, you're in Christ. Well, how good is that? Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 tells us there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Oh, wow, that's good. Listen, once the Holy Spirit puts you into Jesus, he puts you into Jesus because you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. He has placed you into Christ. There's no condemnation for you. You cannot, you will not, it'll never happen to you. You shall not be condemned, no matter which sins you have committed. Why? Jesus took your condemnation on the cross. He took it 100%. No condemnation. No condemnation. Our unchanging Savior paid the price in full. Amen. On Calvary's cross. And he paid it forever. You say, well, I don't know, maybe he partially saved me, but what about this stuff that I've done that's so bad since then? I want you to picture something. Picture the Lord Jesus seeing you out in a river, and you're almost all the way to the other side, but you can't swim. And you're getting carried away by the current, and you're hollering, help me, help me, help me. And he jumps in, and he starts swimming out to you, and he grabs you and starts bringing you back to the shore, and he gets you back there halfway to the shore, and he says, you know, I think you can make it from here. And you say, no, I can't swim. Never mind, good luck. And he goes back to the bank and lets you sink. Can you picture that happening? Of course not. You're not going to get halfway saved either. When he puts his hand on you and he rescues you, friend, listen, you are as good and safe as you can possibly be. You're on the other shore, the shore where Jesus came from. Yeah. That's heaven. Listen, if you're saved, you're already in heaven in God's mind because he transcends time. There's no chance there's going to become a time that you're not going to be there. I hope I didn't lose you on that or confuse anybody. But you say, well, I'm still here. Yeah, in the body. You're still here in the body, but the you, your soul, it's as good as heaven. You're already going to be there. There's no doubt about it. You, why? Because you are saved. Jesus will keep his promises. He cannot lie. We read that a moment ago. The Lord cannot lie. His words are eternally true. If his words are eternally true, it's because he's eternally holy and he's eternally righteous and he's eternally trustworthy. He's eternally almighty. He's eternally perfect. He's the eternal Savior, the one that we desperately need. Our salvation is the eternal salvation that only Jesus can give, but He does give it freely because He paid for it. And He offers it as a free gift to us. He is the eternal, unchanging Savior. That's not a question. That's a statement. The question is He yours? He becomes yours when you trust Him. Until you trust Him, He is the Savior. When you trust Him, He becomes your Savior.
Amen.
Now and forever, because He doesn't change. Once He says you are forgiven and I'm accepting you as my child, it's now and forever. And you're at peace. You don't have to worry about where you're going to spend eternity. All you need to worry about how you're going to spend tomorrow. Am I going to please the Lord in how I live, or am I going to sin against Him and get spanked because God spanks His children? But you'll not lose the salvation that eternal Savior, unchanging Savior, Jesus gives. Is He your Savior? And is He your Lord? That's the question for you. If you're not absolutely certain of the answer, then it's the right answer. We give an invitation at the end of a service. Say, here's your chance for you to cry out to the unchanging Savior, the Lord Jesus, who's never lied and never will, who's always saved every person who's ever called on Him because He said He would. And He said, anybody the Father brings to Me, I'll no wise cast him out. He'll save you if He's never saved you yet. That's why we're going to give an invitation right now. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can be here this morning. I thank You, Father, that You're eternal and unchanging. Your Word is eternal and unchanging. We can trust it in, Your Son, our dear Savior, Jesus. Thank You. You sacrificed Him on a cross to pay for our sins so You can forgive us. If we'll just repent and trust Him. Father, if there's anybody here this morning that's never done that, I pray they will right now. That they realize that You'll save them and You won't drop them. Oh, Father, for those of us who are saved, may we rejoice. May we say, thank You, Lord. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Oh, I couldn't do it without Me, without You. I couldn't do it at all. The church can't do it. The priest can't do it. The preacher can't do it. Only You. Only You. Thank You, Lord. May we praise You today. And Father, as Christians, help us, remind us of that wonderful truth so that we might share it with others. We're surrounded by people who are trusting in all kinds of shifting sand instead of solid rock, the Lord Jesus. Help us to pass that message along, how much they need Him instead of all this other stuff. It's in His name we pray. Amen.